Hot FM News with Keturah Mutonga.
And now the news in detail. Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali has with immediate effect dissolved the Board of Directors of the Zambia Airports Corporation Limited, ZACL. In a statement, Mr. Tayali says the dissolution is a key step in ensuring that the governance of ZACL is fully aligned with the government's strategic objectives for the transport and logistics sector, and in particular the aviation subsector. He has stated that this marks a new era of transport infrastructure development, making it imperative for all institutions to be guided by a board capable of fully supporting and executing the government's vision. Mr. Tayali has thanked the outgoing directors and wished them success in their future endeavors. He said the process to reconstitute the board is already underway and expects to announce the new members in due course. The Nitrogen Chemicals of Zambia, NCZ, has announced that it will this month commission its state-of-the-art blending and granulating plants in Kafue. The two facilities will have a combined annual production capacity of 434,000 metric tons and are designed to manufacture crop and soil-specific fertilizers tailored to the diverse agricultural needs across the country. Speaking during the farm input flag-off inspection in Kafue today, NCZ Chief Executive Officer Chanda Mongo has described the new plants as a critical investment in the nation's food security.
We're delighted to announce that this month we will be commissioning our brand new blending and granulating plant for manufacturing of fertilizer. These plants are state-of-the-art facilities with a combined annual capacity of 432,000 metric tons. These two plants have been designed for enhanced efficiency to meet the diverse needs of our farmers and to strengthen our national drive for food security.
And speaking at the same event, Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Acting Permanent Secretary Angelina Mukuka has urged all stakeholders in the agriculture sector to prioritize the safety, legality and quality of farming inputs. Meanwhile, Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency Executive Director Gerald Chizinga has appealed to farmers and consumers to ensure they purchase fertilizers and other agricultural inputs only from recognized and regulated distributors. The Lusaka City Council says a total of 1,106 marriages have been registered and legalized in the second quarter of 2025. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says this figure represents a slight decrease of 59 marriages, or 5.1%, compared to the same period in 2024, when 1,165 marriages were legally conducted by the local authority. Ms. Mwamba said to encourage more couples to legalize their marriages, the council has continued with its intensified mass sensitization efforts and public campaigns highlighting the importance of legalized unions. She said the local authority is working diligently to bridge the information gap by educating the public on how to marry legally and in accordance with the Marriages Act, which has yielded positive results with more couples choosing to formalize their unions through legal channels.
The figure represents a slight decrease of 59 marriages, or 5.1%, compared to the same period in 2024, when 1,165 marriages were legally conducted by the local authority. To encourage more couples to legalize their marriages, the council has continued with its intensified mass sensitization efforts and public campaigns highlighting the importance of legalized unions. The Lusaka City Council remains committed to supporting the community by providing clear and accessible information on the marriage registration process.
The National Food and Nutrition Commission, NFNC, has highlighted food waste as one of the major challenges Zambia continues to face, despite the country producing enough food to meet the needs of its population. Speaking during a masterclass training on food systems transformation in Lusaka, NFNC Deputy Executive Director Matthews Muhuru has noted that while Zambia has made significant strides in food production, a substantial portion is still lost due to waste. Mr. Muhuru has added that such losses undermine national food security efforts and also represent a waste of critical resources such as labor, water and energy used throughout the production process.
When we deal with food waste, it will help us to, you know, repurpose some of that food and channel it in places where we are not seeing as much diversity as we would want to see. You look at the agroecological zones of the country, you realize that other parts of the country will produce, more food, more diverse food, and others would struggle to produce the same food. Look at Western Province, for example, where the soils might not really be quite good to produce, diverse food. If we work on food loss and food waste, it will help us to make sure that, accessibility for healthy and diverse food, would find its way in regions which are quite difficult to produce that.
And CSO Sun Programs Officer Marjorie Chulufia has stated that the country's current food system is underperforming.
There's a knowledge gap that we have seen so far, and especially among the media, which has really brought a setback in terms of our food systems. As you may know, the food system is not currently doing well. So CSOSAN thought of this as a platform that will help us also achieve the transformation of the food systems in Zambia.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has launched its single disc initiative that will be displayed on motor vehicles reflecting road tax, roadworthiness, and insurance. RATSA Chief Executive Officer Engineer Amon Mwemba says as opposed to having three different discs displayed on the windscreen, the single disc will simplify the issuance and display of road tax, insurance, and roadworthiness. He said the single disc innovation reduces the chances of confusion caused by multiple discs and makes tracking and verification easier by motor vehicle owners, law enforcement authorities, and regulatory agencies. Engineer Mwemba said this initiative will enable government departments and insurance companies to move towards a sustainable and environmentally friendly future, as all the tokens will be printed on one document, thereby reducing the cost of paper and creating a more environmentally sustainable future. This is according to a statement issued by RATSA Head Public Relations, Chulufia Mwelwa.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A court in Finland has sentenced a controversial leader of a Nigerian secessionist movement to 6 years in prison after convicting him of terrorism-related offences. According to court documents made available to BBC News Pidgin by his lawyer Simon Ekpa, a Finnish citizen of Nigerian origin attempted to promote the independence of the so-called Biafra region in southeastern Nigeria by illegal means. The Paijat Hame District Court ruled in a unanimous verdict handed down by a panel of three judges that he also equipped armed groups with weapons and explosives through his network of contacts. The BBC has more.
Rescue workers in Afghanistan are trying to reach villages in remote mountainous areas in the east of the country.